Thank you. It's good to be back. I hope you all had a good intermission and stretched your legs a little bit, because we've got another half of a great concert half. Anyway, lots of great music here coming up. Also, a lot of activities afterwards, which I'll tell you about, but if you all are ready for some more music, we've got a real treat for us here. Ethel Rame is actually one of the pioneers of the folk music revival. She was a member of the Penny Whistlers during the 1960s and has pioneered efforts to draw attention to Eastern European singing styles. She is currently the co-director of the Ethnic Folk Arts Center in New York, but is here as a singer. I actually did not get a chance to hear her sing until just last spring down at the Ralph Rinsler Memorial down in Tennessee, and it just riveted me to my seat, and I know that you all are in for a treat here. Let's make them welcome. This is Catherine Foster and Ethel Rame.
Hi. We're going to start with a Russian song, and if you can picture in your mind's eye a beautiful stream and a path right next to the stream, and the path is very overgrown now, and at the very end of the path there's a white birch tree, and it was at this spot that we said our final goodbye. There's a hum. Let's see if I can get with that hum. It's close. За лесом, за рощей, в зеленом саду, ох, за речкой забыть. Речкой за быстрой на том берегу, ох, там есть ручеёчек с ключевой водой, там есть ручеёчек с ключевой водой, ох, там мы гуляли. Теперь тропинка заросла травой. Ох, у горькой осинки мы стали с тобой. We'd like to do a song, a Yiddish song, that we'd like to actually dedicate to my dad. He celebrated his 93rd birthday this past March. And he was an active rank and filer in the ILGWU, which is the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, which I think just merged with Amalgamated this past year, Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union. He retired by 80. We finally convinced him to retire. He was a presser. And this is one of his favorite songs. And it was written by Morris Rosenfeld, one of the Yiddish labor poets. And the text is, "Don't look for me where the birds are singing, where the trees are blooming, where the fountains are flowing. That's not where you'll find me. Instead, you'll find me toiling at the machine with teeth gnashing and eyes flowing with tears. And if you love me, then come to me and lift the burden from my heart and make sweet my resting place." Nit such mich, wo die Myrten grünen, gefinst mich dort nit, mein Schatz. Wo Lebenswelken bei Maschinen, dort is mein Ruheplatz. Dort is mein such mich, wo die Vögel singen, gefinst mich dort nit, mein Schatz. Als Sklav bin ich, wo Keten klingen, dort is mein Ruheplatz. Dort is mein Ruheplatz. Nit such mich, wo Fontanen spritzen, gefinst mich dort nit, mein Schatz. Wo Tränen rinnen, Zähne kritzen, dort is mein Ruheplatz. Dort is mein Liebst du mich mit wahre Liebe, doch komm zu mir, mein guter Schatz. Und heute rief mein Herz das Triebe, und mach mir süß mein Ruheplatz. Mach mir süß.
We're going to sing two songs now from Bulgaria. In 1979, Ethel was in Bulgaria, and she just recorded from all across the country. And about 10 years later, I got a hold of those tapes, and I just listened and listened and listened. And both these next two songs are two of my favorite songs from all of that listening. So the first is from the city of Blagoevgrad in Pirin. It was recorded in a senior center, and it's the song really that speaks of the mountain fighters from the time of Ottoman rule.
In nasın gür gele ot kravne na gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım nasın gür gele ot kravne na gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Kradnal yalet sar narapin gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Ot kradnal yalet sar narapin gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Mecdune nele devet brata gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Mecdune nele devet brata gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Devet bratale başkaydutti gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Devet bratale başkaydutti gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Devet bratale kale pravat gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım Devet bratale kale pravat gidi gür gele gidi canım gidi gür gele gidi canım
Thank you. This next song is from the village of Babiak, also in the region of Pirin, where I seem to have a little bias going. It's a love song. It's a little bit sad. It basically says it's about a woman who is jilted by her lover, and she lays on him a very heavy curse.
A warning.
Ach merak mila makopak merak to jiva groba zarat men snošti si Majko pominak Kraj jedna Pusta tamna ulica I moj to Libej majko tam beše Prokleta, bideš li me od mene
didn't want to go off stage without saying how wonderful it has been to be here this week, and how extraordinary it is that there is a place like Augusta Heritage Center that sponsors 5 weeks of learning of a wide range of traditional music, dance, and crafts, and what a miracle that is, and an important gift. And also a time that one can renew old acquaintances and make new friends. And we'd like to ask two old friends of mine, as well as two new friends for Catherine, to join us on the next song, and it's John Roberts and Tony Barron. This is a song that is very popular amongst Croatians and Serbians and Bosnians, and we hope and pray that people in that part of the world can find a way to end and resolve their conflict. And find a way to live in peace once again. The song is about a young shepherd, Des. And she sings to the maple tree, which is Javore, and she sings, how lonely it is, where is my sweetheart when I'm alone and watching the sheep? Oj livado rosna travo.
Oj livado rosna travo, javore, javore, koj po tebi čuva stado, zlato moje. Koj po tebi čuva stado, zlato moje. Čuvala ga djevojčica, javore, javore, od 17 godinica, zlato moje. Od 17 godinica, zlato moje. Ovce čuva, pjesmu pjeva, javore, javore, moj dragane, što te nema, zlato moje. Moj dragane, što te nema, zlato moje. Gdje si, dragi, ovih dana, javore, javore, kad ja ovce čuvam sama, zlato moje. Kad ja ovce čuvam sama, zlato moje.
Beautiful music. At the Rain, Catherine Foster, joined by John Roberts and Tony Barron at the end. It's gripping to hear that music, especially to realize that that's as close as many of us will come to the cultures over in the Eastern Europe that are having so much trouble right now. I know we all tune in the news and try hard to understand what's going on over there. I was very interested today to run into Walt Michael. I don't know if Walt's in the house with us tonight. Walt, are you here? He's here. He's there. He's right there. Walt is a longtime Augusta instructor, and actually he, inspired by Augusta, has started his own program of music workshops called Common Ground. which actually there are several workshops that have spun off Augusta over the years, and they each have their own character. A Common Ground takes the theme of not only teaching traditional music and crafts, but to do it from a context of conflict resolution, taking people from cultures that are in conflict and using the music and traditional culture as a point of common understanding. That's, I guess, where you get your name, Common Ground. And we were talking about that some today. I think it's a great idea. This was their first year, and apparently it went fairly well. I believe black and white cultures were matched, and I believe English and Irish. And we discussed some of the others that that may not happen in the future. Well, you know, everybody's got some rejected workshop ideas. So what are we talked about old time and bluegrass. That is not going to happen. We talked about Domestic and Foreign Car Owners Week. I don't think that one's going to work. And Live Bait and Artificial Lures Week. That one's not going to happen. Men and Women Week. They're just some things are just meant to be. I don't know. But, anyway, Walt's over here, and I'm sure that he'll be glad to see many of you. I had to make this transition somehow into this next act. We have a great dulcimer player coming up. A lot of people think of the dulcimer as one of the quietest, most gentle instruments in the traditional music world, and I think we're about to shatter some preconceived notions here. Another preconceived notion that I think is going to be shattered here is people's image of Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of people think of people like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Jr. and Kathy Mattea and the Judds when they think of Nashville. And in fact, this next artist has played dulcimer on records with all of those people, but I believe he shines best when he shines on his own here. And David Schnaufer has been here a number of times, and I know that he's going to just shatter a lot of pictures you have in your mind of what a guy with a dulcimer can possibly do out here on the Augusta stage. So let's make him welcome. This is David Schnaufer.
Good evening, everybody. It is a pleasure to be back in the great state of West Virginia. I was a wayfaring stranger, and there's a lot of wayfaring strangers out here tonight. There's people from all over, and I was fortunate enough back in the 70s to visit a friend of mine here and it came during mud season and couldn't get my van out, so one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. And it is just great to be back and play a little bit of an old tune learned here years ago. Little thing for Mr. John Henry. He went up against the machine. We all need to go up against that machine sometime, but this is for all you travelers and all you local folks. right. Thank you. Getting a little warmed up here. A few years ago, I was playing on a Nashville Now show and finished up the show and got a phone call backstage there from a couple from Big Tyler Mountain, West Virginia. And they'd seen me play, and they had an old dulcimer that belonged to their great aunt Sarah in their closet, and they didn't know what to do with it, really, and they saw me playing it, and they thought, well, shoot, man, this fella might want to pick on that thing. So I went up and met with them and stuff a couple of months later, and it's the finest dulcimer I'd ever seen in my life, and they told me a little story about it. It's made in 1911 for their great aunt Sarah, who was her last name was Saffel. She lived up on Big Tyler, and for her 16th birthday, this fella named Dennis McCowan gave her this dulcimer and asked for her hand in marriage. Boy, what a sweet thought. Well, she didn't marry him. She didn't become a McCowan, but she kept that dulcimer and just played the she played the dog out of it too, boy. It was just it frets were worn up plumb off of the thing. Beautiful instrument, though. You could tell this guy was obviously in love. And some people from the Smithsonian saw this thing, and they were asking me about this instrument, and they said, well, do you suppose this fella Dennis was a dulcimer maker, or do you suppose that he just wanted to make one for his gal there and put everything he had into it and probably only made that one? And I thought about it for a while, and I said, man, there's so much love in this instrument that was probably the only one he ever made, because she broke his heart, you know. And then I was hanging out around Big Tyler Mountain here a few years ago, you know, kind of playing a barn dance or two and a nightclub or two, and kind of figured out that probably he had a whole barn load of those dulcimers and gave one to every girl on Big Tyler that turned 16. So I got to thinking about that and what her mother must have said when she got home with that beautiful dulcimer. And so I had to write her a little song. It's called Sarah. Sarah, who you gonna marry? Sarah, who's it gonna be? Sarah, you're so pretty. Take your pick like apples on a tree. Pick and choose. It's up to you. Might want to say you don't before you say I do. Sarah, who you gonna cook for? Sarah, wash and sew. Sarah, stay so busy, won't have time to rosin up the bowl. Spread your wings, fiddle and sing. Might want to think twice before you wear that ring. But thunder in the mountains and hunger in your bones, 16 years of living and the child is almost gone. Sarah, Sarah. Someday you're gonna marry Sarah, I'll tell you true. Someday don't you worry, it ain't no hurry for a girl like you. New dancing shoes and eyes blue. Might wanna say you don't before you say I do. Thunder in the mountains and hunger in your bones, 16 years of living and the child is almost gone. Sarah, Sarah. Sarah, who you gonna marry? Sarah, who's it gonna be? Sarah, you're so pretty. Take your pick like apples on a tree. Pick and choose. It's up to you. Might want to say you don't, or you
say I do. Might want to say you don't before you say I do. Thank you. Yeah, well, Miss Sarah, I think about her a lot. I wish I'd have got to meet her. It was a pleasure to meet a relative, though. Well, now for something a little completely different. This was I am a multi-instrumentalist. I don't just play the dulcimer. I also play the old jaw harp. I got one of these for my 5th birthday. My dad was a jaw harp player, and when I turned 5, I got a chocolate cake with chocolate icing, a pocket knife I was a little bit too little to have, and a jaw harp. Well, I scarfed down that chocolate cake with chocolate icing real fast, got a bellyache, went out in the backyard and was messing around, broke the blade off my pocket knife, but I still got the jaw harp. My dad took me to a barn across the street there. My mother didn't allow no jaw harping in the house, so I got one of these things, and he took me across the street and showed me how to play it. And then he never played again. Once he had passed it on to me, that was my job. And I was real popular at show and tell because I was the only kid that could do it, you know. And these things are, they do have the approval of the American Dental Association. They encourage their use. In fact, I think they're the ones that are keeping them in music stores. But this is an old song my dad taught me, and he taught me Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear, and then he taught me an old tune that he whistled all the time, a little thing called That Pretty Little Gal I Left Behind Me. This old mountain dulcimer, it's a pretty interesting instrument. You can make it sound a little bit like a mandolin. You can make it sound a little bit like a guitar. You can make it sound a little bit like a banjo, a little bit like the fiddle, a little bit like the dobro. There's nothing on this earth sounds quite like the mountain dulcimer. And all week long, I've been hearing Carter family songs, and so I thought I'd play one kind of and give you a little bit of that Mother Maybelle. She didn't just influence guitar players. She taught everybody how to play. So maybe a little bit of that Wild Wood Flower. So Mother Maybelle, kick it off. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much. It is just a pleasure to be here.
David Schnaufer. Well, I'd like to introduce somebody who you probably haven't met yet. Last year at the silent auction, I put my car in the auction. To tell you the truth, actually, I'd been trying to sell it all summer and nobody wanted it, so I thought, well, I'll put it in the auction. And I'd like to introduce you to the woman with the excellent taste to pay $100 or whatever she paid for my car. This is Joan Green. She's been our sign maker all summer long. She's been helping backstage, and it's Joan's birthday. Let's sing to Joan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Sorry, Joan. And Joan is also going to help us with our free drawing. This is the last one of the summer. This is the first time we've done the door prize thing. Hope it's not too dang hokey for y'all, but it gives us a chance to kind of beef up our mailing list a little bit. If you get an Augusta schedule in the mail, it's because you were in the drawing. Hope you don't mind. So did we shake it good? No, let's shake this thing. And can we get a drum roll, please?
And the winner is
Margot Mead from Fayetteville, Tennessee. Is she here? All right. And thank you, Joan. Thank you, Margot. Well, as I mentioned, this is the final public event that Augusta has for this year, and I'd like to make a few thank yous. How about a thank you for the sound crew here? Flon Williams on the board. All the crew up here, Wes on monitors. Larry Smith up on lights. The backstage crew, they've just done a great job. These concerts run like clockwork. My job here at Augusta is publicity, so I'm particularly aware of all the people who I work with in my job. We have two very supportive radio stations here in town, WDNE, the country station, and WELK, our rock station. How many of you are here on free passes that you won on WDNE and WELK? Where are they? Well, anyway, I'd like to thank them. We also have a public access television station, WETV, which has been very supportive. And actually, they come out to Pickin' in the Park on Wednesday night, and they've been doing this for over a year, and they tape it, and then they rebroadcast it on Sunday nights, and it's the most popular show in Elkins. So if y'all are from out of town and you know anybody who gets Channel 8, you can go and maybe see if you're on the TV on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. So Jerry Gibson runs that. Also, I'd like to particularly thank the editor and the staff down at the Elkins Intermountain. They've really given us great coverage. We're on the front page today, and they've kept me busy writing press releases. So thanks to our local media. Let's give the radio stations and local television and newspapers a big round of applause. Thank you very much. Many of you are aware, but in case you're not, Augusta is part of Davis and Elkins College and has been since the early 1980s. And we would like to thank the college administration, particularly the college president, Dr. McConkie, and the dean, Dr. Clarence Coffendaffer, for all their help and support. Let's give them a public show of thanks. There are far too many other people to thank, and I'd be afraid I'd leave somebody out. The Augusta staff is really incredible. There are literally hundreds of people.